Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, in the US, the trial of Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer accused of murdering George Floyd last May, has reached its 7th day. Simon Marks is our Washington correspondent. He's here to bring us up to date. And Simon, due to unusually brilliant timekeeping by myself, you've got a little extra time today.
Well, that's spectacular news, Ian. I'll find a way of filling it. At the Derek Chauvin trial today, the prosecution is continuing to build the case that the former police officer should be convicted of murder for his treatment of George Floyd last May, his knee, of course, against Mr. Floyd's neck and back for fully 9 minutes. On the stand today, Lieutenant Johnny Mercil of the Minneapolis Police. He is the man who trains members of the Minneapolis Police in the use of force. He was shown pictures of Derek Chauvin restraining George Floyd by prosecutor Steve Schleicher.
Sir, is this an MPD trained neck restraint?
No, sir.
Has it ever been?
Not to my neck restraint, no, sir.
Is this a MPD authorized restraint technique?
Knee on the neck would be something that does happen in use of force that isn't unauthorized.
And under what circumstances would that be authorized? How long can you do that?
I don't know if there's a time frame. It would depend on the circumstances of the time.
Which would include what?
The type of resistance you're getting from the subject that you're putting the knee on.
And so if there was, say, for example, the subject was under control and handcuffed, would this be authorized?
I would say no.
His testimony very much echoing evidence given yesterday by the chief of the Minneapolis police, who told the court he vehemently disagrees with the defense claim that Mr. Chauvin had justification for continuing to use force against his suspect even after Mr. Floyd had passed out. Remember, the defense is yet to offer up its case and its witnesses. It only needs to sway one juror. In other news today, President Biden is focused on COVID-19 vaccines, with a big announcement coming shortly, although Press Secretary Jen Psaki has already rather stolen his thunder.
The president will announce officially later this afternoon that we've reached 150 million shots in arms since entering government, and that by April 19th, all adult Americans will be eligible to get the vaccine.
And at this very moment, the president is visiting a mass vaccination site in Alexandria, Virginia, just to the south of us here in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, in the Lone Star State of Texas earlier today, Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, signed a law that will ban the creation of vaccine passports in the state.
Government should not require any Texan to show proof of vaccination and reveal private health information just to go about their daily lives.
Florida has already done the same. The Republican governor there saying no business in the Sunshine State is allowed to require customers to produce proof of vaccination in exchange for services. The White House, sensing growing unease among Republicans and governors from coast to coast about vaccine passports, has decided to dodge the bullet. Again, Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential. There will be no federal vaccinations database and no federal mandate requiring everyone to obtain a single vaccination credential.
The freedoms and rights of Americans, she said, demand nothing less. And she punted the whole issue over into the private sector to decide whether they could come up with any kind of acceptable form of vaccine passport. For those tracking my own personal quest to get the jab, there was an Easter miracle here in Washington. After spending 2 hours skulking around a supermarket on the other side of town on a glorious Easter Sunday afternoon, I was able to nab grab a spare because so few people had shown up for their vaccine appointments. Their loss was my gain. Although the supermarket had 8 spare shots available, it didn't look to me like there were any takers for the others, even though they were literally accosting people on their way into the supermarket and begging them to get jabbed. The free samples of guacamole, Ian, were more popular than the vaccines that were available at that particular moment.
Do you feel resurrected?
Not yet. I've got to have the second booster in a month.
Fabulous. I'll probably get it before I get my second one now. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's LBC Washington correspondent Simon Marks.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.